السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله. That last Sunday, the annual convention of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Germany, with the grace of Allah, reached its conclusion. Today, with reference to that Jalsa, I will talk, and for the preparation of such gatherings, they are teams which are formed and are allocated various duties. There is a great enthusiasm and attachment under which all those people who have duties, they try to discharge their responsibilities to whatever extent they can. Before the Jalsa, I get Ahmadi letters from all places where the Jalsas are held, that please pray that all the arrangements can conclude peacefully and in the best way. And this is exactly the way the people in Germany do it. There is a temperament of Jamaat and their training, and it is their link with God, which Hazrat Thomas Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam, doing the training of the Jamaat, has created a link of every Ahmadi with their Creator. And he is Rabbul Alameen, Rahman and Rahim. He has made us recognize him. And in this time, through the in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah had made us understand the attributes and the existence of God. And has also make us have the true understanding of our capacities, and by using them in the best possible way, Allah had enabled us to benefit from them. With which the arrangement of the Jalsa, according to our own intelligence, we have the those on duties are made worthy to discharge their responsibilities. As I said, during this time when they were preparing for arrangements, all the workers were engaged in prayer, and they also continue to write to me for prayer, because every Ahmadi knows that without prayer the work will not be completed. And if this is not done, then the claim to have a link with God will only be a claim. Our work is blessed only that we are kneeling before God, who has power over everything, and all those all the stages excepting our effort, He blesses them. So whereas the successful start and conclusion of the Jamaat is a means of solace and a happiness for every worker, but he also he has the opportunity to kneel more to God, and also to be grateful to Him. You should always remember this commandment of Allah, La in shakartum la azidannakum, which means that O mankind, if you became grateful, I will multiply my graces. Therefore, these blessings of God will come down more than before if we will continue to be His grateful servant. Next year, inshallah, there is a jalsa of a Khilafat Jubilee, and I hope that the attendance will also be more than this year, and you will have to make wider arrangements, and therefore you should remember this message of God more than before, that the betterment of your arrangement depends on God. Therefore you should always continue to be grateful to my rewards, my favors, my manifestation of Rahman attribute. You should be become kneeling further to me, and the arrangement to be done in a best way. Do not think are of their cleverness or their expertise and hard work, but whatever work is done for my sake, says Allah, those tasks you perform for the sake of Gada Allah will only be blessed when Allah becoming your helper by you becoming a grateful servant of God, and also kneel to Him and become His grateful servant. Then Allah promises that no matter how great the work becomes, no matter how wide the arrangement are, and whatever difficulties you see in the arrangements, Allah is be ready to help His servant at all times. Rather than more than before, He will send down His bounties and His graces. Therefore, this gratefulness and rendering thanks, a servant must discharge his responsibility with the remembrance of God, and by making his heart and brain afresh. And you will make your heart and mind afresh with the remembrance of God. It will be manifestation of your gratefulness, with which the rain of Allah's graces will continue to come down in the Jamaat. What was the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He used to pray that, O Allah, make me to remember you and to be grateful to you. Then for rendering thanks the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should always remember his saying that one is to be grateful to God, and secondly he said that you should also be grateful to those servants of God who in one way or one form or another, in one affair or another, has helped you. Because if you will benefit from the creatures of Allah and do not be thankful to them, then you will not develop the custom of being thankful to God. So whatever arrangements the administration makes effort, therefore the administration of the Jamaat and those people should be thankful to all the workers who in any way had discharged their responsibility and has done some work and has given some service, as a result of which the arrangement of Jalsa were made easier and facilitated, with which the people had the opportunity to listen to the speeches peacefully. With peacefully, not only people listen to the speeches, but they also for their stay and also for their food, they passed the days with the least difficulty. So it is obvious that when such vast arrangements are done, then it is not similar facility as at home and comfort as at home. In the journey you have to suffer some difficulty, but to make the arrangements as best as you can in the situation, the administration makes effort and the workers accordingly discharge their responsibility. And this work, because of the sincerity of the workers, is concluded, which includes men as well as women, the boys and girls, and all with great enthusiasm perform their task. And as I said, that the temperament which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has developed among his followers, and even the outsiders also observe it. A member of parliament of Malta and two scholars who have come from Indonesia, who are called Islamic scholars, they have acknowledged that your arrangements was a wonderful discipline. And also other non-Muslim Christians who had come from Bulgaria, they were amazed to see these arrangements, and they openly expressed their feelings that you are a strange type of people, that how you have done the arrangements of the Jalsa without any government help. And they were also amazed that the discipline, as I said, was generally is kept and in the best possible way. We see the discipline from all the those who attended the Jalsa and also those who were on duty. We Ahmadi, according to our own nature and temperament, that the work which we think is of a lower standard, these people regard that also at a higher standard. Some irregularities that we cannot tolerate, for them it is normal. Therefore, before strangers, Allah keeps the honor and dignity of the Jamaat, and you should always keep this grace of Allah in view. Our standards should improve. We should try to make effort. We should make effort to improve it further. And with our effort to kneel before God and also to raise his standard of his remembrance, and as long as we do not, we will continue to perform our duties accordingly, and we'll continue to make effort, then according to the promise of Allah, our difficulties will automatically be removed. There will be facility in our work with the grace of Allah. We'll continue to develop automatically. Those who come from Pakistan and from other countries, they were watching the Jalsa of Germany. They also are amazed that the workers here work like parts of a machine, without any difficulty, without any obstacles. Though this temperament, in my view, wherever Jamaat Jalsas are held or are being held, and has been established in UK Jalsas and also on the gatherings of other countries. And as a result of practice of these gatherings for a long time, the workers normally, where there are large jamaats, they have become well experienced. But in Germany, right from the beginning, is the right temperament. It is because large people have come from Pakistan, have settled here. Right in the beginning, the Jamaat in Germany started spreading. Then the people came here who were experienced in this work, because they used to perform duties in the Jalsa in Pakistan. Under Khudamul Ahmadiyya, they continued to get training. Rather, as I have mentioned already, that when inshallah the Jalsa will be held in Pakistan, because of a large time, a long time has passed without training, the arrangements there, one wonders if there will be any difficulty. And when the gathering will be held there, inshallah, it will be so large and great that even if it will probably, we will have to hire a whole 10 times more than UK Jalsa and German Jalsa combined. But we also have this concern, and we also have this comfort that Allah also makes arrangements when the time comes. When the time comes, Ahmadi does perform his duty, whether they do routine work, but the temperament of the Ahmadi temperament, there is a great capacity to do a sudden responsibility. And I was talking of the German performance, and with the grace of Allah, with this, in this respect, this was a great organized Jalsa. With as far as the arrangements are concerned, it is a constancy in it. Those young people who had come from Pakistan, UK, I said, what difference do you see in UK Jalsa and German Jalsa? His immediate reply was that the Jalsa here is appeared more organized. The more reason for this is that, as I said, that those who came from Pakistan, who were already trained to have their help, and also for them to train others. But UK may be dear to me, they need not to worry, because now after training, after a long training, their standards have also risen higher. Here, with the grace of Allah, to see the arrangements being better is also because of the availability of the venue, which is this my market, and which is the venue for our Jalsa. We already have some facilities. There is such an infrastructure which is provided, as a result of which they don't need to set up much facilities, and as a result of which they make more effort for other work. For such a large venue to be available with many facilities is also a grace of Allah, for which we should be grateful to Allah. Although there are some kinds of restriction from which you have to pass through, however, these restrictions also are for our own benefit. In our it is to create improvement in our work and to raise their standards. For example, there is a health department. Whichever department is linked with this, they also work to make the cleanliness of langar better, that is the communal kitchen better. It is a good thing. Cleanliness is part of the faith, and as a result of which many people who come from outside, they had also expressed this view that this time the cleanliness of dining hall was much higher, and also to improve the cleaning of the utensils. Then one of our engineers had made a semi-automatic machine. By improving it further, they are trying to make it automatic, by which even a minute, a large pot can be so clean that as though it has never been used, it is quite new. So this was also a new thing in the betterment of the arrangements here. I have told that engineer that he should build some more machines and improve it further and take patents for it. Firstly, we should use them in various places, in wherever we hold the jalsas, and it is a very simple and very useful machine. So we are also grateful to God, and our hearts are increased in this great gratitude to God that Allah has given such brains to Ahmadis, that they think how with the least expense they can build such things, they can invent such things which can be used by different departments of the Jamaat. So those who see better arrangements here, every year they see improvements. When Allah enables you that you should use your brains and employ it for the needs of the Jamaat and make inventions,
کام کرنے والے کے
دیز ایفرٹس ول ناٹ کریٹ اینی ایروگنس اور پرائڈ ان اینی ونس مائنڈ رادر ود فردر ہیوملٹی ہی شوڈ کنٹینیو ون شوڈ کنٹینیو ٹو نیل بفور گاڈ He should continue to advance in gratitude that Allah is enabling us to serve the Jamaat, and this humility and gratitude will become the true humility and true gratitude only, as I said, that when you will also be protecting your worship, that you will regard each of your effort Allah's reward and His grace. You must always remember that the graces of God on an Ahmadi, because of his joining the Jamaat and to remain as a united Jamaat and to have a connection with the administration of the Jamaat with a feeling of obedience to perform all service, and it is because of that, therefore you should always keep this in view, and the passion of obedience you should create more within your heart. As I have said many times before, that every Ahmadi, by acting upon the commandments of God, by raising his standard of link with God, he should continue to make effort in this direction. He should show the high examples of obedience to the administration. You must so remember that the obedience to Khilafat is linked with the obedience to administration. No, if you want to reform and see wrong attitude in any office bearer, you can inform the living caliph, but no way can we tolerate the disobedience. Therefore the success, the exceptional success of the Jamaat, and to be grateful, the right method is that you should continue to make a humility and a distinctive change with your link with God, and you should always become an example for the Jamaat. You must always keep in mind that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to see very high standards of our obedience and what teaching he has given us. It is that, are you doing your performing your duty or are you not doing your duty? But it is your obligation that you should hear and obey. Those who must do duty to you, and they have the burden of their responsibility, and you have the burden of what you do. So those, Allah will question those office bearers who have not discharged their responsibility. This is a great grace of Allah on Ahmadiyya community, and it is one of His great favor that He has blessed us with the blessing of Caliphate. And he has called it a great reward, one of his bounties. It is a reward and bounty because it has to support what is true. Living caliph is not part of any party. He cannot deal with anyone which can express that as though he is backing him unnecessarily. If there is a complaint, you can always inform the living caliph. Therefore, the new Ahmadis as well as the old Ahmadis must establish such examples. And in the progress of the Jamaat and advancement of the Jamaat, they can be proved to be a great help. During the days of Jalsa, I had held a meeting with the local Ahmadis, who some were new Ahmadis who joined the community only a few months ago. Some were old, a few years, who had joined a few years ago. One new German Muslim asked that if one has been an office bearer and now because he is no longer an office bearer, he would not, if he is not cooperating with the new office bearers and not obeying him, what is the remedy for it? How can we correct him and reform him? Here the question of reforming and training comes later. But this question shaken me a great deal, that those who Ahmadis who have come from Pakistan, is this the example they have set, that as long as they were office bearer, they followed the administration and they obeyed and they also expected other peoples to obey them. But once they lost their office bearers, they went so low. Pakistani Ahmadis must always remember that they expect a high example from you. If you have to set up such examples, then you have now wasted your old training. You have wasted even the impression of the Jalsas. You should also remember that all nations will have to join the Ahmadiyyat, and that is to Islam. And every nation, by joining in the administration of the Jamaat, they have to run the administration in their countries. Therefore, with this thought, you should purify your thoughts, that how can a new convert, German convert, can be imposed on us? How can he become the office bearer? Because you have not been an office bearer and the newcomer has become an office holder, you should think more of begging Allah's forgiveness, that do istighfar, that because of our weakness, Allah has taken our opportunity of work to given it to the new ones, and who are increasing and advancing in the obedience to Khilafat and administration. So those who are entertaining these evil thoughts, they must reform themselves. I had told that German that you should explain to them with love. You should pray for them. Even if they do not stop, then you can write to the Amir. If the Amir does not train them and change them, then you should write to me so that we can take disciplinary action against them. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam wants good and the people with the greater sincerity, not those like those that as long as they are office bearers, they put emphasis on obedience, and when they have no office, they stop their own obedience. The German new Ahmadiyyat, mashallah, who are advancing a great deal in understanding the German administration, Jamaat administration. One of the young men, German man, asked that an office is given to someone, a work which is given by an office bearer to someone, and also the auxiliary organization work, there is Ansar, Lajna and Khuddam, who are allocated to them from their office bearers. For example, at the same time, I have been asked by a Jamaat office bearer to do some work, and the Khuddam office bearer also gives me the same work, and because as a young man I also wanted to do Khuddam work and I should do that work first, what should I do in such a case? I had given a detailed answer to him. The summary of it is that you must always remember that the Jamaat administration is the central administration, and Khuddam, Lajna and Ansar are the auxiliary organizations. although the auxiliary organizations are directly responsible to living caliph and they receive instructions from him and then make their programs. But the Jamaat administration is of fundamental importance. And among the administration instituted by the living caliph, that is the highest organization. Every member of auxiliary organization is also the member of Jamaat organization, and because of the member of Jamaat, he is responsible for the office bearer of the Jamaat. If the Jamaat office bearer tells a Jamaat member, whether he is a Khuddam or Ansar or anyone else, and in during this time also the person also receives the work from Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya, then that member of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya who has been given a job by the Jamaat office bearers, not as a member of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya but as a member of the Jamaat, he should tell the relevant officer of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya that I have been allocated this immediate work by the Jamaat office bearer and therefore I am going to do that work first. And you should do the work of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya or another auxiliary organization afterwards. This is when there is urgent work. But normally Jamaat's annual calendar of program is done of Jamaat as well as of auxiliary organization, because the Jamaat calendar is formed before, therefore the auxiliary organization should adjust their program accordingly. For example, there is Tama or there are different meetings. If urgently there is a Jamaat program which has been formed, then in any case the Jamaat program will have precedence over the program of auxiliary organizations. The programs of auxiliary organizations, the Jamaat administration has no right to interfere with it. You must remember this. In the work of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya, the local sadr or amir cannot interfere, nor in Ansar work or Lajna work, despite that their administration is higher than theirs. If the amirs they do something against they see some work which is against our traditions and against our teachings, then they should immediately ask the sadr of the auxiliary organization and explain to them or tell the qaid, etc. But he should immediately should tell the living caliph about it. Because the dignity of Jamaat tradition, it is necessary to establish them, and the sacredness of it is necessary to establish them. But you must have the custom that you must not interfere in their programs directly. These questions are raised in various places, therefore I am giving you explain. About Lajna meetings, let me explain that some Lajna organization keep raising that the meetings which men organize, they emphasize Lajna to attend them. You must remember that because Lajna have regular monthly meeting, therefore it is not necessary to ask them to attend men's meetings. Of course, which are the major meetings like the Siratul Nabi, Masih Maud, Muslim Maud and others or some other programs are made. Lajna must attend those main meetings. Apart from that, Lajna should themselves organize the same meetings. Hazrat Muslim Naud, may Allah be pleased with him, the aim of him by organizing auxiliary organization was that every section of the Jamaat should be included in the activities so that the speed of progress is increased. Each organization should have their own program so that by watching each other and looking at each other, they should have a spirit of competition. And they should always work in unison and should never clash with each other. This is also a blessing of Allah which you should value, so that the cart of Ahmadiyyat and Islam should continue to move and we should continue quickly have spread the Islam throughout the world. I also want to tell the Lajna that this complaint about meetings is mostly from women, that during the program, their program, in their marquee, there is too much noise because of their children. Even during my speech, there was some noise, and I had told people, organizers, that what we did here, that there should be a separate marquee for women with children, so that there is less noise in the main marquee. Of course, sometimes the women are talking and making some noise, but because of the children presence, they have an excuse that the children are making noise, so they start talking. But this time, exceptionally, the women had reflected quietness, and one was amazed to see this silence. I was also pleased with this, that I was also sorry that this distrust on my part that the women continue to talk with their children, but my good faith was removed. It wasn't my distrust. It was beside my speech. The women did not kept that silence, and some section continued to talk, and even on the instruction of those on duty, they did not kept quiet. Somebody said, first make somebody else quiet, then I will not talk. Somebody talked, said that after such a long time we have met, our husband do not want us to meet each other, can't we just sit and talk to each other now? And those with the good intentions had come to listen to the speeches. Those, because of this good intention and because of noise, they could not benefit fully with those speeches. There were a large number of them among them who started crying that they don't want to listen to these speeches. There was so much noise that they could not even hear what was being said. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu was salam, Promised Messiah had not held the Jalsa 1 year because you are not fulfilling the purpose and object of the Jalsa. So I am also thinking that I should stop gathering of Jalsa of Lajna for a long time, and they can do smaller organizations. When we are satisfied, then they can have a central gathering. Or the other alternative is that by reminding them that I should stop addressing Lajna. And as long as I am not told that this year all programs were heard quietly by Lajna, I will not address them. I know and I realize that a large number of women come to listen to the speeches with pure attentions. This will be hurtful to them. But sometimes for remedy you have to give sour medicine. promised Messiah, the Holy Prophet, has not held a Jalsa 1 year because a large number of members used to come to listen to the speeches. And here, if we should do so that we can reform them. Or maybe there is another possibility that only the new converts who listen very carefully and silently, and even the 20 or 25 year old girls and women, where they have less interest in talking, we should allow them to come to the central organization, and we should restrict the rest. Not only here, but I will now thinking of such examine checking that with my representative I should find out about other countries where there are large mosques. The women have been reminded so many times that they should realize their position and should pay attention to discharge their responsibility, but it has no effect. During my speech there was such a silence in the Vajna Marquee that I had thought that they will try definitely to act upon my instructions. But as soon as I came out of Marquee, there was a great uproar and the same talking, and they have done that throughout all other programs. You must remember that this is a point of reflection for the old Ahmadis also, that if such a behavior is continued, then because the newcomers are increasing in sincerity. And the other people have also remembered only one purpose, that you should increase your familiarity with each other. Remember that every act which is not done according to the situation, whether it is good, it is not called Amle Swala, the right Swale, that is the right act. And I remember that the organization of Lajna from the minor state level to the higher level up to the center level is responsibility for this failure. It is better to remember the big requirements. You should train Lajna. As I said, that the newcomers are increasing in their sincerity, and they are increasing in every country of the world. Whereas we are happy to see them, that they are increasing in the sincerity, Allah had given such people who increase in sincerity and piety, and Allah is granting such people to promise Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and automatically from our heart the feelings of gratitude and praise of God rises. At the same time we are also hurt that the sacrifices of the old Ahmadis may not be wasted by their offsprings. I have seen in Germany that there is much influence of the good teachings of Islam, especially among the young Ahmadi and young girls. They try that every command and instruction they should obey and follow. Not temporary obedience, but they want to have the burden of an ongoing obedience. Here at the moment the new Ahmadis number is in hundreds, and even in this smaller number the passion of obedience and service is most prominent. They are coming in front of us prominently. But inshallah, the time is not far when these numbers will go in hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Therefore I tell the German Ahmadis that whereas they should apply the teachings of Islam on this, then becoming the torch of guidance, they should also spread this teaching among their fellow citizens. The light that you have received of Islam, you should also light the heart of others with this torch. you should also inform the others with the beautiful message of Islam. You should tell them that their prejudice, that Islam is a prejudiced religion. There were some German and Turkish boys who were terrorists, and it is said they had come after receiving training in Pakistan. Allah has saved this country from a large harm. They should convey the right teachings of Islam to them and tell your fellow citizens that do not consider this Islam, this as Islam which these people are expressing, but come to us for the true Islam. Listen to us. So to convey this message, we should you should make this program, and this will be the gratitude and to become the true servant of God. I say to Pakistani Ahmadis also that you should make a radical change in their situation. Rapidly you should try to do preaching and try to bring about a revolutionary change in your own states. This is the method of gratitude. This is how to make your elder's name living, who had given sacrifices for Ahmadiyyat. This is the right method of doing your duty. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen. Among the blessings of Jalsa, one blessing is that during these days Allah had given opportunity of 11 good natured men and women to accept Ahmadiyyat, and they took pledge and joined the community. There was a personal pledge by the men, and you must have seen that they also, those who had joined during the year and during the Jalsa, also 5 or 6 people also had joined and done pledge. At that time also I saw the passion of these men, but this time many people don't know. Let me see that I had directly taken the pledge by the ladies in this way, that they can hold the mahram's hand, that is the one their close relatives, and they can make a chain with me. And this is how I had taken the pledge of them, and this was quite new for them, and they had only accepted Ahmadiyyat only for a few days. Mostly they were only women who were in with the deep passion, but especially those who had joined first time, they had a wonderful feelings. Their life of Ahmadiyyat were only a few days or few months. They were expressing such sincerity and passion that one could see easily that this final prophet, the holy prophet, by coming into the protection of the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a radical change in them. As soon as they started the words of pledge, they started crying visibly and weeping visibly, and after the bath, whatever feeling they had expressed, you cannot express it. When I came out after the pledge, I was told, then they fell in prostration in gratitude. These were the young girls of this society who have forgotten God, but God's Messiah and the true and sincere lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after linking with him, they have ignored their own society and they have given a living relationship with one and only God. Therefore this was also one of the blessing of Jalsa. These blessings will only will benefit us when always we will continue to express our gratitude. old age we will strengthen our bad resolve, and always with the feelings of gratitude we should always be perfectly obedient to Allah and His Messenger. Only then each member of the Jamaat will become, will be called the beneficiary member of the Jamaat when they will act upon this teaching. Otherwise, he will be like a dried up branch, which is cut off and is only used for setting fire. Therefore, rather than becoming a dried up branch, every Ahmadi should try to become a flourishing and fruitful branch, and should by making changes within and by becoming the true worshipper of God and becoming grateful, he should become one who is benefiting from those blessings for gaining which we are holding this jalsa, and for attaining that object for which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has instituted these annual gatherings. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, na'madu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ